The Miner with His Heart in Indiana on this moment of Indiana history. The discovery of gold in California in 1848 prompted the influx of thousands of prospectors from around the country. The lure of gold was strong enough to convince Ephraim Thompson and several friends from Daviess County, Indiana, to undertake the journey in late 1853. In Thompson's letters home, however, the prospector reveals how thoroughly the experience taught him to stop building castles in the air. Thompson and his companions opted to travel the waterways between Indiana and California, as the land route was lengthier, improbable as that now seems. The farm boy embarked at Evansville for passage down the Ohio and Mississippi rivers to New Orleans, where he traveled by steamer to Nicaragua, through which he reached the Pacific. 24 days after leaving New Orleans, Thompson docked in San Francisco. Thompson's letters home reveal that the aspiring miner had clearly left his heart in Indiana. None of the cities on the Mississippi, except perhaps Natchez, impressed him as much as Evansville. Upon arriving, Thompson headed for the mountains to mine the gold fields around Marysville, California, only to discover the hardest work that mortal man ever done. Within a year, Thompson earned just enough to ship himself back home, where he went into the general merchandise business and ultimately served as president of the Washington National Bank before passing away in 1906. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from the Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History. Information at momentofindianahistory.org.